Boston University lightweight rowing regains the bean pot with a win in the varsity eight over Harvard Radcliffe, and MIT also picks up another win on the day in the double. We're joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Mary Foster. Coach, overall thoughts surrounding the team following today's races?
It was a great day for our team. The results at the finish line were a little bit mixed, but we know that a varsity eight win is also a team win. We talk about that a lot as a team. So really seeing the top end speed of our team get pushed is awesome.
Why is that the value of emphasizing that it is a team win for your top eight boat?
Yeah, I think that we put a lot of work in throughout the course of the winter and every spring and every fall in order to get faster. And all of our athletes are competing with each other to get into seats and to make boats go fast. And so that really does develop the top end speed of our team. So the contribution of every athlete is really going into what we got today with the bean pot.
What did you like from their piece today?
I think they had a strong start. The conditions were a little bit rough in the first 1,000 meters, better than we've seen on the Charles over the last couple of weeks, but they got off to a strong start and then just continued to push and could see when the Harvard Radcliffe team was trying to make presses back and responded, and that's really all we can ask them for.
Also had a close result in the varsity 4A crew. Harvard Radcliffe does come out on top there. What was your message to that crew after the race?
That was a really incredible race, a fun one to watch. Even as a coach that doesn't come out with the win on that one, that's just a really incredible thing to be able to witness, is really two crews duking it out for 1,500 meters and then someone makes the move that is the deciding factor. So I think the lesson for us is that we have to be ready for those fights and ready to respond to anything that comes our way.
Any other lessons after getting a quick taste of crews that you'll see at IRAs later on in the year?
Yeah, it's been a great start to our lightweight racing season, both with Connect Cup last weekend and then this weekend, and the results keep changing. So as we approach Eastern Sprints and then IRAs, we just are always ready to be on our toes and respond to whatever comes our way.